This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I do have to say, though, that even though the Bradley Beach Facebook page has become private and I can't go and look at that Facebook page, there are listeners out there that care about the program and are screenshotting what Al is posting on the Bradley Beach Community Facebook page and then tweeting it to us.
Which breaks privacy laws.
I was going to say, do you think that that is you know, going above and beyond?
I do.
Taking your private thoughts and putting them out there in the public domain. Can you sue somebody?
I'll probably sue everybody who's involved.
You got a good lawyer here that's probably representing a company that sues people, so why don't you just call one of them?
Well, Amy Dash is always willing to.
She'll fight for you, right?
She will.
She is.
She made that clear. She's going to fight for us.
Yeah, but she's not an ambulance chasing lawyer,
no,
right?
No, but she's good.
So watch out.
All right, so tell us exactly what happened.
So I'm having some dog issues. So Whimsy is upset that I'm, coming, that her life changed. And she's not doing anything damaging at home or anything. She's very good at home, but she has developed an anxiety now walking, which she used to love to go for walks. All of a sudden, she's developed this anxiety of walking.
Where she's carrying a taser around, another weapon. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know where she gets it.
Yeah, no, but okay, so what is she doing while you're taking her for a walk?
As soon as she sees a human being, and I live by the beach, she wants to go home. She, in the past, she would tolerate people. She's not interested in you coming up and petting her.
Yeah.
She won't do anything if you do, but she's not interested. She'll turn her back, like, don't bother me.
Yeah.
But
kinda
now.
Like you.
Yeah.
Right.
But now, if she sees someone even in the distance, she wants to go home.
I mean, the only difference between you and her is a tail. And that really is it.
Well, she's a female.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So anyway.
So I went on the Bradley Beach thing saying, because I had some people telling me that maybe social, if your dog walks with another dog, maybe it builds confidence back up in the dog.
Okay, all
maybe
right.
Maybe she's lost some confidence. So I thought, let me see if there are other greyhounds, because they still live their whole life with greyhounds.
Gotcha.
Being together with greyhounds. So I just put that out there because I know there are some greyhounds in town. But maybe we want to walk together.
So you basically went to Facebook to find Whimsy a friend.
I went to a private group to find Whimsy a friend, yes. And
okay.
Then someone rudely screen grabbed it to mock me.
Whimsy, swipe right if...
right. Well, it has to be another greyhound. I feel like this is a prejudice of you to find another greyhound.
And that was the very first comment I got. Seriously.
No, I'm saying it facetiously.
I know you are, but that legitimately was the first comment I got. Why does it have to be a greyhound? Dude, just because she spent her whole life around other greyhounds. That's all.
Why don't you get another greyhound?
No.
No?
Not interested.
In
one dog's enough.
Yeah.
I tell you, though, this really cemented my, you know, people always say, you didn't have children, you're going to look back someday. No way. Like, I cannot handle and eat pretty easy to deal with dog.
Sure.
I can't handle it.
It's not for everybody.
I would
can't blame you.
Never be able to
it's
have a child.
Not for everybody.
All right, so let me ask you this question. When you go home and you do arrive, are you happy to be home because she's there?
I am, yes.
Yes, and you can't wait to see her.
Right.
So that's good. That's that you're feeling all the right feelings, and you're trying to do the best thing you can for the dog. So
right, but she used to so enjoy walks, and now she doesn't want to, so she just lays around all day.
Yeah, but think about it, if you had a child, you would not leave the child at home by themselves.
Right.
You'd probably put the child in child care, or you'd have the mother of the child, you know, figuring out something while you're leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
Correct.
So you've always been responsible that way. You wouldn't want to bring a person into the world that you couldn't take care of.
Yeah.
A dog's a little bit different. You can leave the dog alone. But yeah, I definitely see that the dog now is having separation anxiety issues.
But it's weird in that it's only when she sees another person, because when we go out at, say, 3 o'clock in the morning, she's having a good old time for herself. We go everywhere. That's our main walk is going on in the middle of the night because there's no people out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strange. So you think this is directly correlated to you showing up at work?
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. Has to be.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
What about, does Gina go and check on Whimsy during the day?
Well, Gina walks her most days, and then I have a dog walker if Gina is busy with work.
Same thing with them? That she reacts the same way with them?
Yeah, she's doing the same thing where she...
Maybe it's Gina. Maybe it's the thing that Gina's doing.
No, you know, I would like to blame Gina or the dog walker.
I think you should.
But actually, she really started it with me before they even got involved with it.
Okay.
Wow. So she just tries to turn around and go home every time she sees a person.
Even though she's excited to go out. Like, if I go there and ask her if she wants to go out, she gets excited. And then we could go 3 feet and she sees a person. She's like, out of here.
Wow. And you tug on the leash a little bit? Come on, a little tug. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog thing might help. Walking with another dog, that could really help.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, don't you think Cooper would be a good friend for Whimsy?
Yes.
They live too far away now.
Yeah, we're too far away.
That is too bad because Cooper is like the perfect dog.
Yeah.
He is super friendly.
And
oh,
my God. Whimsy loves dogs. Like, she loves all dogs.
You posted something on Instagram, Whimsy, with some bushy dog.
That's her boyfriend dog.
Okay, so she loves that.
You take her to
Bushy
a dog
McBush.
Park. Yeah, Bucky McBush. Yeah, do you take her to a dog park?
Like sometimes I do.
Like put her in there and let her run around with the other dogs?
Yeah, sometimes I do. But every once in a while, people bring a tiny dog in the big dog park, and then Whimsy thinks it's the rabbit at the racetrack and
chases
it down.
It's tough.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because...
Wait a minute,
this happened the very first time I took her to a dog park.
You heard this story?
No, I didn't. No, explain this to me. So I take her
to a dog park, and it's a huge dog park. And there's two huge dog parks separated by a fence. One is labeled small dogs.
Right.
One is labeled large dogs. So I take her in the large dog one. There's all large dogs in there. They're having a good time. It is a huge, huge thing. This woman brings in a very tiny, like a French bulldog type or smaller. And the dog comes in, and it's way down on the other end, and it starts running, Whimsy like possessed. Charged, went after it. The dog was wearing a harness. She grabbed when she caught it, she grabbed the harness and was throwing it around.
Imagine this. I
was trying to get her off, and she looked like possessed in her eyes, like she was locked in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was so wild. What was the other owner doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like it was no big deal.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Come on. Most owners would be like all over you.
That's what I thought.
Dog would be attacking
them. Yeah, no. I guess it happens quite a bit. Maybe the dog likes to be dominated by large dogs. I don't know.
Wait a second.
Now we're getting way too deep.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so I got to be careful when I go to the dog parks now. If somebody brings in a small dog, I got to... Got to watch it.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how your whole perspective changes? Because if you have a dog with anxiety like that, there's just certain things you can't do.
Yeah.
Like the Ella, anxiety, does not like strangers. And it hates it when there's somebody in the house. Flips out. Sweetest, laziest dog in the world. Snores, farts, just lumbers around. If there's someone in the house that she doesn't know, we have to put her in a crate. And even then, she's bouncing off the thing.
Well, that's Jax the Rottweiler.
She was good with me, though.
She was good with you because you've got that.
Dogs can tell.
And then you sat down. Here's the thing. If someone's in the house working or has some sort of apparatus or something, she thinks that this person's in there to kill us. You came in like, hello, Ella. Hello, I'm here. Who's a good girl? And then you sat down, had the big bulldog head in your lap, and then she loved you because you were there and you exuded that energy. When someone's there like with a task or a vacuum or a hammer or something like that, you know, it's like... This person's here to kill the family, and I have to do something about it.
You know, it's amazing how these dogs just basically take on what their personality should be. And that's Jax, the Rottweiler.
Yeah.
So he had always been very, very possessive and protective.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as Winnie Doo-Doo was born, it got worse. And now, forget it. I mean, it's like you have to know that somebody's coming to the house and to control him.
What would happen if Zdeno Chara showed up at the door?
Oh, he'd get eaten. I don't know if he watched that fight last night, but if he did, Zdeno should never come near the Martins' home.
I texted you that picture if you wanted to tweet
it
out.
I saw it.
Well, I don't know if you
Like Zdeno looks like he's snapped, like mentally snapped.
Right.
Kind of like Whimsy going after that little dog.
Isn't it funny, though, if your dog snaps like that and you're looking in its eyes, you're like, I don't even know you. What happened to you? You know?
Yeah, like she didn't snap out of it.
Yeah, like, come on. Hey, just me. But they're dogs. I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
You know, we humanize them so much, and then sometimes you forget that there's an animal there.
And you know the amazing thing is, and I'll say this after watching this last night, Matt hit another guy illegally.
Illegally?
No,
legally.
No, he hit a guy illegally. He always does.
Legally. Yeah.
That's he always plays within the rules of the game. And, you know, these games get chippy, and they're getting to the end of the season, and it's all about, you know, playoff seeding and all that other stuff. And, you know, and immediately you hit a guy legally, and then all of a sudden you got to fight somebody.
Sure.
I mean, that's idiotic in the NHL. That's the one thing I don't get. I understand the fighting. I don't mind that. But if you hit a guy illegally, you got to fight now all of a sudden?
Well, it's sort of like in baseball. Guy hits a home run, celebrates, then gets a ball thrown at his face. It's the same type of thing. What'd you do wrong? Nothing.
There's nobody celebrating here. It's just a good, solid hit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the physical, man. The physical situation.
Right, Al?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Good, hard-nosed hockey. That's what we're talking about around these parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco is back to tell you about all the sports happening around these parts. What's up, Jerry?
Well, really good day to be giving away Yankee tickets because last night a Yankee win in Baltimore.
Pitch swung on and into the air to center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Dead center field. A Stantonian home run. Giancarlo Nocipostopalo. He gets his sixth of the year, and the Yankees now take a 5-1 lead.
I love John. I hate that call.
Yeah, it is.
Fabulous.
Yeah, no, he does stupid. Have six home runs, though. I mean, you know, he's...
Right, but I mean, this is like classic.
I know, it doesn't matter.
He had a good postseason last year, which was great. You can't take that away from him, but... I mean, still. There's still so much frustration between these meaningless solo home runs.
Non de Medicar, Giancarlo.
Well, Yankees won 5-1. That did cap the scoring. Aaron Judge homered as well. So did Kyle Higashioka. A couple of things from those two. For Judge, he's sore. So he came out in the ninth inning. And for Higashioka, he's going to be seeing some more starting time because he has earned it. Here's Higashioka. He says that's really for everyone else to worry about. He just plays baseball.
I don't really concern myself too much with, you know, who's going to play when. I know if I'm playing my best baseball, more than likely I'll end up finding more playing time.
Well, this
good
is really
way to answer it. You know, the other thing
first time
too,
I say that.
Very, very important start for Corey Kluber last night.
Yes.
It was a good start prep by him.
It was. Went into the seventh inning, 6 2/3. He got the win. Here he was. He actually says he can actually improve from it.
It's always a work in progress, even after, you know, a game like tonight where the results end up being good. I mean, I still think you can look at things and find areas where you want to improve.
Are you into, I'll ask G, because I know, Boomer, you'll roll your eyes. Are you into the new metric that is being shown on some of these broadcasts, hard hit balls?
I mean, I understand why it's a thing, but no, I'm not into that. I mean, but it's basically like, okay, if a guy, it tells you if someone's about to break out of a slump.
Right, sure.
That's sort of what it's used for. But I mean, the problem is there's just too much of it. It's information overload. So if a guy's either having success or he's not having success, the team's either winning or it's not winning. So I get tired of the numbers. But if you're looking for someone who's like, is he going to break out of a slump or is he not? The hard hit ball rate, I guess, is an indicator.
Like DJ LeMahieu's hard hit ball rate is down 12% from last year, I believe.
Yeah, so that's not good.
It's concerning.
It
is.
Anybody
know what Francisco Lindor's hard hit ball rate is?
Yeah.
Don't you have to hit it to be able to measure it?
Yankees did trade Mike Tauchman, the Sockman, to San Francisco for reliever Wandy Peralta. You got Domingo Germán the start tonight on the Fan. At 6:25 after Carton and Roberts, you also get Luis Rojas on the Fan with Carton and Roberts today at 5 p.m. He will come on after the Mets lost to the Red Sox last night, 2-1. Not much offense in this game, but Boston had just enough.
He had 8 home runs in a short amount of time, 80 at-bats. Lifts this one deep toward right center field. Millar's back forward. He's at the warning track. He goes up to the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. There's the first homer for Bobby Dalbec in 2021. It was an opposite field shot.
It'd be nice if he slipped and said 1921.
Since last season, 1921 season.
Would be perfect.
Now batting, Pee Wee Reese.
Wayne Randazzo, WCBS 880. Dalbec, the home run there. Rafael Devers, go-ahead RBI single in the sixth. Red Sox beat the Mets 2-1. Here was Alex Cora. No surprise to him that his guy, Garrett Richards, threw 7 innings and struck out 10 for the win.
Under control on the mound, good fastball, good curveball, good slider. And this is the guy we envisioned.
Well, I can tell you what the Mets have not envisioned, a 9-9 start. Not that it's terrible. It's just not as good as what they were looking for. That said, David Peterson did throw it well, just didn't get a win. He was pleased with his effort.
Physically, I feel good. Mentally, feel good. I feel like bounced back and been able to have some good starts after some not-so-good performances.
So he hopes to build on it.
Pitching is not really the problem for either one of these teams.
They're not hitting. At least the Red Sox are 15-9, though.
Well, the Red Sox are hitting.
Oh, you were talking about, I thought you meant the Red Sox.
No, I'm talking about the Mets and the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that.
The pitching's been relatively good for both teams. It's just they cannot get the clutch hit. And both lineups were supposed to be bomb squads.
Oh, they're bombing out all right.
And by the way, both teams have stayed relatively healthy.
Which is even scarier.
Right.
Here was Luis Rojas. Francisco Lindor might be one player you're referencing in terms of not doing anything. He says Lindor will be fine.
We just played game 18 now, you know, out of 162. So, and I think he's just going to come to one day where he clicks and he's going to be hot.
Well, we'll see when that day. Who knows? Maybe he's like Giancarlo Nostiunso Parlo and he doesn't get going until May. We will find out.
Giancarlo's got 6 home runs now.
Yeah, but he's been whatever. I would not call Giancarlo's start great.
Yeah, it's not dominating.
It has not been. Not for what he is and can be. Jacob DeGrom, Nick Pivetta tonight, 6:40 start at Citi Field as these two teams wrap up their quick little two-game series. Meantime, the Blue Jays got a monster game from a very familiar name as they beat the Nationals.
Swing and a drive. Get up, ball. Get out of here. How about a three-homer night for Vladdy?
Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, had a grand slam. Blue Jays beat the Nats 9-5. That was I think that's Buck Martinez on the call. Blue Jays TV/radio, because I think they're doing the simulcast thing.
They are.
As they're playing, yeah, I know, it's pretty weird. But as they continue, they're still in Tampa, correct?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, looking at that video.
Well,
yeah.
Dunedin.
Right, Dunedin, exactly right. The Raptors are in Toronto. In Tampa, and the Blue Jays are in Dunedin. Reds beat the Dodgers 6-5. You also had the Cardinals beat the Phillies 5-2. And I'm going to play this because I did not realize he was back for another season behind the mic. His name is Bob Uecker, and they are the Brewers.
Now the two-strike delivery. Here it is. Swinging and a drive to center deep. Way back. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Tyrone Taylor.
And that is Bob Uecker on Brewers Radio. They beat the Marlins 5-4.
What do you think the guy that's like trying to take over for Bob Uecker, what he's thinking?
Die already.
Yeah, right?
That's what Al would say, because 65, we should all leave.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably...
say again, Jerry, how old is that supposed to be?
Al believes everybody should get out at 65 to move way for the next generation.
Incorrect. Okay. No. Play-by-play broadcasters.
Why just play-by-play broadcasters?
Because so many people want to be play-by-play broadcasters.
So many people want to be talk show hosts.
Yeah, most people can't do this. We know that.
Well, how do you know most people can be play-by-play? Right.
Play-by-play is not easy.
You just go like ground ball to second, over to first. That's one out. It's less difficult, I think, than being a talk show host.
Okay, well, I'm not going to disagree with you, but it is difficult to be really good at play-by-play. You've heard some bad ones.
But we're giving no opportunity to the next generation. Guys are broadcasting into their 60s, late 60s, early 70s.
I think producers should retire at 50.
Well, no, retirement age. You're telling me Bob Uecker doesn't have enough money to retire? Move along. Let's get the next group of people out.
A lot of these
guys. What's going to happen is there's going to be nobody when these guys, eventually pass away. There's going to be no one to do their jobs because we weren't getting anybody ready. It's like what happened when Howard Stern left. All of a sudden, no one was doing morning shows because all over the country, we just put Howard Stern on everywhere. But then we had no new Howard Sterns.
So would you be the guy who would go to Vin Scully and tell him, listen,
yes,
Vin, it's time to go? You would have fired Vin Scully?
And Howie Rose and Gary Cohen.
Well, Gary Cohen, I think we checked, he still has a couple years left.
But Howie, you say it's enough.
Yeah, Howie's. Sorry.
How about John Sterling?
Unfortunately.
Wow.
Susan Waldman.
I'm not sure of her age, but if it's north of 65,
oh, it is.
Yeah, then we have to move on.
Okay.
Wow.
I just want to get younger people into broadcasting and let them have long careers. These people, they hang on for Al Michaels forever. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So Uecker, really, it's enough of Uecker, right?
It's just,
come on.
Like, we need to let him stick around and do Friday games or something. Just like,
yeah, hello, friends, Jim Nance.
Maybe the fans love Bob Uecker out in Milwaukee. I'm sure they do.
Old people, yes. Do you think young people are like, can't wait to listen to Bob Uecker? No way.
Okay.
And then they go, I can't believe baseball's so old. Yeah, because everyone in it is old.
Well, how about like John Sterling?
Unfortunately,
you know, the fans enjoy John Sterling.
I think old Yankee fans do. Yes.
How do you like that?
Do I think a 22-year-old's looking forward to John's? I don't.
I don't think a 22-year-old's listening to Yankee games on a radio. Period.
But we make that assumption. We do that now all the time with everything. I don't think 25-year-old's doing anything.
But not with everything. I think this specific instance, though.
Should have a podcast.
But I think when the teams don't get rid, like it, when the play-by-play guys themselves don't step down, the teams can't do it or they'll look mean.
Right.
That I agree with, yes.
You know, and there'll be some sort of fake backlash.
Now, speaking of this, you know that TNT and TBS got the NHL rights.
They
got one of the packages. And you know how they have Barkley over there on basketball? Some dimwit said, hey, put Barkley on the NHL broadcast and insult all of us hockey fans. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. You got your own guy to do this. You could get Sean Avery and put him right in there.
But they'll never put Sean Avery in there.
But I texted Sean yesterday. And I said, look, man, you get your agent, get somebody, get my agent, because my agent's pretty good. Get him and tell him to call TBS, TNT, and put Sean Avery on a...
Never happened.
Why not?
They want old and...
Sean Avery?
Safe.
Sean Avery would be perfect
for it. Right, but he's too real. No one wants that anymore.
By the way, you want to hear what he sent me yesterday? He sent me a video.
Okay.
And obviously, you can hear what he said. He's with Nasher, his son. Here it is.
Nash, tell Boomer we're out patrolling the streets right now, making sure there's no speeders.
Yeah.
See, that guy needs to be on TBS and TNT.
No, they won't do it.
Well, why not?
Because he's...
They put Barkley out
Barkley
there.
Barkley says all sorts of stuff all the time.
Yeah, he's crazy. Put him out there.
Those guys are grandfathered in. They're not going to hire... In the cancel culture movement, they're not going to hire a guy like Sean Avery and put him on
TV. Sean Avery's great, man. Come on.
Oh,
he's
entertaining.
With you.
I would love to have him on, but they're not going to do it. They'll take some old guy who played hockey like 100 years ago and they'll put
Mix
him on.
Mix it up. Put him in there. Let's go. And, you know, and plus it is TNT. I don't know. Maybe the NHL would say no. I don't know. I don't know who
controls.
I don't know. But then again, like, if you want eyeballs and you want guys that are going to say things, that's the guy.
But they don't.
And the great thing is you watch his Instagram, he'll do a game as an announcer and you'll watch like highlights and he'll take you through the highlights. Now he's got to clean it up a little bit if he's going to be on mainstream TV, but I think he's funny as hell.
It's Inside the NHL, hosted by Bob Uecker on TNT.
I mean, Bob Uecker was old when I was a kid.
Doing the beer commercials.
Right. Yeah. He was an old guy back then.
So what?
I'm 50. I'm going to be 52. I was a kid.
How old is he now?
87.
I was thinking about this last night because, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of these announcers can't be at these games. So, you know, John will miss a thing here or there and, you know, we'll make fun of him. Yeah. But he's not at the stadium when they're on the road. So, you know, I personally love the Rangers announcers. Okay, Sam Rosen and Joe Micheletti. I thought Sam and JD were great. JD left to go run, you know, the Blues and then the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now he's back running the Rangers. And Joe Micheletti filled in seamlessly for him. So I love those guys. You know, Sam is not there at the games.
But,
you know,
by the way, really bad news. Sam is 73. Out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
out. I mean, but I, as a Ranger fan, I want him.
No. Out. 73. Out.
Out. Sorry.
Joe no, Micheletti out.
You guys are out. Go screw.
Boomer used the same tone all right that my wife uses when I'm on some irrational rant with Al. And I honestly, it actually hit me. Like in the middle of Al going like, just, I've had it. These guys, those old guys doing these games. Boomer went, all right. It's like when I go to Gina, I'm like, if you could find that, it'd be hilarious as a drop. You know, when I see something like, you know, these people, you know, they park at the grocery store and then they take it up two lanes and then they leave the cart. And she'll be like, all right. Like enough.
Enough for it.
Crazy person. Right. Will you relax over the dumb thing? You did the same thing. All right. So it was just
the amazing classic thing is like your wife's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Right.
She's not from here. So she's had to acclimate herself to here.
Sure.
And you probably, being the cynical person that you are because you're from the South Shore of Long Island.
Right.
She's learned to deal with that.
I love when she has those meltdowns, like on the road or something, the stuff that I have that she never used to understand.
Yes.
Ah, it makes me feel so good.
So now she's totally assimilated to where you live.
Told you, wasn't me. It's everything around us. All right, Jerry, where were you in this update?
Finishing. Okay. Nets did beat the Raptors 116-103. They clinched a playoff spot in that game. You've got Knicks Bulls tonight. Knicks 34-28 coming off their first loss in forever. They had won 9 in a row. The Celtics lost at home to the Thunder, who snapped a 14-game losing streak, believe it or not. Bucks beat the Hornets last night by 10. Also of note, the Bucks, according to Ian Rappaport, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, bringing back Antonio Brown, 1 year, $3.1 million. So Antonio Brown staying in Tampa.
For real?
That was Ian Rappaport about a half hour ago, I saw, and it looked like it was 2.1 million followers, so it's, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's enough money to pay off his victims, so there you go.
Jeez. Capitals beat the Islanders 1-0, Rangers over the Sabres 3-1, and the Devils beat the Flyers 6-4 as they snap a 10-game losing streak. Another thing, too, one of you guys got to create your own liquor. Did you see what Conor McGregor just sold this whiskey for?
Boomer was texting me about this last night.
$600 million, and it's only his share of it.
I know. So that That company that bought it, Proximo?
Yeah, Proximo or something.
They have Jose Cuervo, right?
Yeah. So they have Cuervo.
Bushmills as well.
Yeah, oh, okay. They are billionaires, and they bought out the rest of the shares, $600 million, for that proper number 12 whiskey that I hear is more like poop number 12. That's what I heard. Not so good.
Not some expensive poop.
It's all marketing for Conor McGregor is what it is.
Yep.
Put them in a couple commercials, turn around and sell for $600 million.
I know. We need to know an alcohol guy. That's what we need. Put it on our own. What do you think? That's what Boomer texted me. He's like, we screwed up somewhere along the way.
We made a wrong turn somewhere along the way.
Right. Yeah. Breaking down how old Bob Uecker is as opposed to selling our alcohol for $600 million.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We do have a very special caller on the line that I want to get to. He was waiting through the entire Jerry update. I felt bad making him sit there, but we got into the Bob Uecker debate and Al wanting to fire John Sterling, Susan Waldman, Bob Uecker. Vin Scully, he retired, but Al wanted to fire Vin Scully as well. So we had
young people are like, can't listen to wait to listen to Bob Uecker. No way.
No, okay. No way. Wait, was that it? Okay. Was it? Okay. All right. Let me hear it again, Eddie. All right. Okay.
You think young people are like, can't listen to wait to listen to Bob Uecker? No way.
Okay.
That's it right there. That's the one. Okay. We got it, crazy person. Enough. You got it out of your system now? Is that? Okay. Okay. A guy in Morristown, the great Guy Adami from CNBC. What's up, Guy?
Hi, it's Guy from Morristown.
Hey, man.
What do you want, Guy?
You know, Boomer, listen, you're going to enjoy this call. So relax for 30 seconds.
Okay.
So as you know, Boomer, I know you know this. It's earnings season. So
yes.
I was watching the CNBC, obviously, intently, Boeing reports. And then they went to commercial, so I was flipping around. And I thought I stumbled upon the Norwegian Men After Dark Network. But it was actually you. And that must mean you are looking good, man. You got the gun show out in that black tee, Booms.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, Guy. Yeah, I had to get my arms tanned today, this morning, before we went on. Well, actually, while we were on the air, because my arms were a little white.
No, you're looking good. And then I look over at Gio. He looks like my Sicilian grandmother. you said you're ticking in at 2.25. That's not good, man.
Yeah,
that's
no, 2.25. Yeah, well, actually, but the thing is, my highest was 2.53, so I still feel okay about myself.
What were you trying to get in the end? At 2.53, you could play nose guard for the Jets. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It was terrible. 2.50. Yeah, 2.53 was really, really bad. And I was just like, everything I ate was just like sitting there.
Buck 85. You're a buck 85 guy. Get your ass on the Peloton. Buck 85. Let's go.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Guy. You know, I've been trying to get these guys to do something, but they won't.
No. Well, I mean, Al's out walking Wimsey, at least. God only knows what Eddie does on his time off. Jerry just, I think Jerry's nastiness just helps him to stay at the weight that he's at. I mean, you know, it burns a lot of calories. And I am worried about Wimsey. I think it's time, you know, Greyhounds, you typically need, you can't just get one. It's like an M&M. You got to get two of them. They need partners if you're not.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, doing some research on this. You need another Greyhound. You need another rescue Greyhound. Al, what do you think?
I have such a small place. I can't have three thin things living there.
Yes, you can. By the way, Guy, you know,
I sent
Eddie a Peloton, Gio a Peloton, sent Bobby, Jerry, and Al all total gyms.
Right.
And you would think that we'd see some results around here.
Shouldn't they take their lead from you? You were on that bike, rode 60 miles. I mean, you crushed it. You're 60, you rode 60. Yeah.
70. Actually, rode 70.
Listen, you're 70 and rode 70?
No, I'm 60 and I rode 70 like an idiot because I can't read a map.
You know me. I'm seasonal. Sometimes I'm in, sometimes I'm not. No, so I'm out of season right now.
You can't yo-yo.
There we go. Yellow!
It's not going to cut it. I apologize.
No. I'm not doing that, but that got totally misconstrued. I'm not doing that to try to lose weight. I'm doing that because I haven't been hydrating myself properly, and I haven't been drinking enough water, so I tried to, like, set a goal of drinking water. That's all.
You're going to overwhelm your cells, and you're going to find yourself in the ER, and that's going to be problematic. No, I'm telling you.
You two guys, overwhelm my cells by drinking too much water? What the hell are you talking about?
The Booms knows. You can do that. You can drink too much water.
I'm not.
Happy medium, man.
I'm drinking just enough water.
I told you I tried to do the Brady thing, and I almost drowned.
Yeah, I'm not going that far. You went really way over the top.
I just wanted to see if it was going to have the same effect on me that it has on him.
No, it obviously did not work.
No, it did not.
Yeah, it got you sick.
By the way, you know, listen, I know you were a little concerned. Bitcoin went from 66,000 down to 48.
I was not concerned. I did not panic at all. Not one bit,
man. Is that because Tesla sold their Bitcoin or what?
No, that's it. Listen to you, man. You're on top of your game. Tesla sold 10% of their Bitcoin holdings and made $200 million
more
money than they did selling cars. No, it actually came over the weekend. There was some news out of China that they were going to do some interesting things, and it plummeted, but now it's back. I mean, 55,000 again. The watch is on for G taking a powder and moving on to greener pastures, and you getting a new host. You know, by the way, I was thinking about this. You want to get younger? Boomer and Guns in the morning would be a tremendous show.
Yeah. Oh, Gunner would not want to do that. He would not want to do that and deal with his dad every day for 4 hours a day. Yeah. That's why he moved as far away as he could.
Great radio.
Next stop, Nova Scotia for Gunner.
He did kind of move away. Yeah.
Come on, read the tea leaves.
You guys are busy, but listen, I'm not worried about your Mets yet, although the koala bear, you know, he's 0 for the season, took the golden sombrero last night. Jeff McNeil can't find a hit. I'm not worried yet, Booms. I know you're not.
We're still in first place, by the way. Everybody in our division is under 500 except us.
You got Jake on the hill. Everybody's, I'm sure, whatchamaface, Evan's going to be all fired up later. He's ridiculous.
Whatchamaface Roberts.
By the way, he's eating some a hot gummy today or something at 4 o'clock. Pardon You're me? Not going to want to miss it.
Hot gummy?
Yeah, what is it?
It's the world's hottest gummy bear. It's called like the nitro something or other.
That's not going to go well with him. He is not built for stuff like this.
I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah, it's called Lil Nitro.
No, and you can just hear him. He's going to sound like that guy that does Devil's Games with that high-pitched voice. But I'll be tuning in, no doubt, right before CNBC's Fast Money at 5. See what I did there, bro?
Oh, look at that. Perfect. Very good guy. That's why you're a good guy to call in. Appreciate it.
See you later.
See you. And a guy from Morristown, yes. Guy Adami. A more positive Ranger fan than you are, if you follow him on Twitter.
No, I do.
He's far more positive than you are. You're more...
No, my thing is I love the way the young kids are coming along, and Lafreniere is starting to show that this is why he was the number one overall pick. He's starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
And why? Because they put him on the top line.
So, Guy...
And they drop Kreider to the third line, which is fine. Kreider's playing the third line. I don't mind that. But as long as Lafreniere shows the ability that we've seen here over the last couple weeks... Now you realize that there is a bright future. The problem is that they got off to a bad start because they were so young and they had young goaltenders, and those first 15 games killed them.
Yeah, so Guy tweeted out last night, Rangers win, Islanders lose, things getting interesting. And yeah, you come in here, you're like, the Rangers
have
only been...
Islanders have the Rangers two more times. They also have Buffalo two more times, and they also have New Jersey two more times.
Sure.
And then they have Boston one more time. But, it's like you got to look at the schedules and you got to see how these teams are playing. You know, New Jersey's, they're trying. It's just they can't stop anybody.
Yeah.
And the Islanders can't score against anybody but the Rangers.
Yeah. But I'm just saying you could be a little more positive about your squad.
I'm very positive.
Season's about to be over for you. Might as well go all in right now.
I see a lot of young talent, and I think the future's going to be great. And I told you, if it were a normal season, normal schedule, normal setup, they would be in the playoffs now. It's just that this way this thing is all broken down. They're a top 14 team in the league, I believe.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.